Blog Talk Radio.
I know it is hard to understand, but you just obey anyway. I know that you've done everything you can, but you just obey anyway. I know there are some things you cannot see, but you just obey anyway. Obey anyway. Obey anyway. Sometimes we feel that we have done enough. In these times we fail. So we fish through our frustration while we patiently wait on God's perfect plan. I know it gets hard to understand, but you just obey anyway. You can, but you just don't
obey
anyway. I know there's some things
you cannot see.
Obey anyway. Sometimes we're slow to move, so we may what God has for us, expecting the same results as those around who are
obedient.
But I say to you this day,
there is no other way.
Simply put,
just obey.
Hard to understand, but you just
obey anyway.
I know that you've done everything you can, but you just
obey anyway.
I know there's some things you cannot see, but just obey anyway. Just obey.
Thank you.
I stand amazed at what God has joined together. 'Cause with the good times, there were a few bad days, but we held on to the promise, the promises we made on the first day. I still choose you to have hope until we're old to stay. Challenges we faced seemed impossible, but we made it. Now through any season, you remain the reason I remember and still choose you. To have the hope until to say. If you've ever felt like God has turned your face away, here's a reminder, He still cares
for you.
Even when you're going through, God will never,
just know that
He'll never
leave you.
He'll never leave you.
He still cares.
He still cares for you. You.
He still cares.
He still cares for you. He wants to meet you right where you are. If I can, I'll explain. No matter who you are, no matter what you've been going through, God has not forgotten you. He still cares. He still cares for you. For you, God still cares. Let Him prove it again. He cares.
I can't deny.
You're the reason why my life has a melody.
And even if if I stray. So no matter where you are, just know I'm not a star.
I was thinking that I had done the whole show on mute. So I didn't. I didn't. Thank God I have, you know, my computer and then my cell phone to find out. But yeah, coming back to you live from Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries by way of platform BTR. Transcending Sankofa. I am your host, Yahshua Elohim, speaking and channeling the Elohims. And I say peace to the gods and goddesses. Like, and I got there from Yusuf, but nevertheless, I mean, it resonates with me. I have to say it. So, you know, we cannot, as we go through life, we cannot judge. It is good, it is better not to judge a situation, a circumstance, or even a person, because I sense that in our nature or in the inclination to judge is what creates more momentum of the experience. So it's almost like you are feeding the experience by judging it. You're feeding into the darkness of it, which is a part of judgment. Judging it. when in fact you can just meet the situation, person, place, or thing, wherever they are, see it for what it is, see it for what it is, see it how it applies to you and how it corresponds to you internally. How it corresponds to you internally. And for all the Reiki masters, practitioners, or whatever, those who know of Reiki, how it corresponds to your root chakra, your second chakra, the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart chakra, communication, the third eye. How is it? There has to be some kind of correspondence, because what I have come into the knowing of is that these, while we have these energies in us, they have frequencies. So a person comes into your life, they may not meet you on the same frequency of your root chakra, but they may meet you on the same frequency as your third eye chakra. So that's where they're pulling your energy from. They're pulling it from your mind, from your mind. If it was from the root, then they would always be hitting you, or you will always be experiencing things from a traditional, from a tribal basis, from a materialistic basis. Your second chakra, which is your sacral, it will hit you based on your sexuality, your identity, how you identify yourself. Your solar plexus, how well you can maintain the identification of which you have developed or come into knowing that you are. Your heart chakra, how well you love, what are your likes and dislikes? And how are you attached to these likes and dislikes? How are you attached to those things that you love and those things that you hate? Because there are things that you hate. There are things, you cannot love a thing and not have hate in you. Now, you can comb through the hate and purify it and grow it into love, but it's always there. You just reduce the resistance of it, the grit of it, the contrast of it. You pull back the darkness of it. You pull back that layer of it. But it doesn't mean that it's not there, because I'm surely something will come into your life, test that particular thing, and it will rise, it will show itself again. And once again, it will be mindful of you not to judge yourself, not to judge the situation, but to pull back and be gentle with yourself. And just comb through it. Just comb through it. Just like I mentioned in my other shows, how meditation is very helpful. A place of silence is very helpful. Exercise is very helpful. Being in solitude is very helpful. I know, there was a time in my life where there were periods where I would get so angry. I would get so angry with something. I would not want to be around people, because I know that the intensity of my anger is going to affect the environment and everything that I am experiencing outside of myself. So I would rather sit with myself and just comb through it until I can get to a space where I'm thinking about the situation, but it no longer stings me. I'm thinking about the assault, but it no longer hurts me. Huh? I'm thinking about the betrayal, but it no longer it causes my heart to ache. It no longer brings tears to my eyes, huh? These are the things. This is what you're doing. You're combing through those energy points within your body. Those, I call them data houses. I call them houses, energy houses. You can call them whatever you want to. It's your body. It's you. You're a spiritual being. So, you know, I say what it is for me. For me. Because at the end of the day, I am the one that has to continue to create and cultivate the atmosphere of my spirituality. And in doing that, I have to assign certain terms to it that will assist me in the growing process. You can do the same thing. You never, never turn your power over to anyone else. Never. Your power. You know what your power is? Your power resides in the ability to make choices. It's just a matter of making a choice, a decision. I decide I want to be happy. Now, if I have decided to be happy, I have to start moving towards things that make me happy. And I have to be mindful of not allowing things to come into my life that will throw me off that focus. That would throw me off that focus. I have to move towards happiness. And those things that make me happy. Now, in moving towards, you still may have to go through the valley of the shadows of death. But fear no evil, for thou art with thee. Thy rod and staff comfort thee. So that a table can be prepared for you in the presence, just not your enemies, your teachers. So, the spiritual journey is, once you come into the realization that you are on a spiritual journey and you embrace the soul journey, you embrace it, okay? You take ownership of it. You come into, you begin to declare and decree your dominion as the sovereign presence of that divine. Once you do that, life is going to change. It's going to change. And you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested and you're going to be tried. But the testing and the trying is only there to assist and aid you in the cultivation of your spirituality. It is not there to hurt you. It is not there to even throw you off track. It's there to promote and encourage you on the journey. And if you can take that with a grain of salt and not judge it, not judge the situations. And this is another thing why you can't, you should not judge, is because we are the creators of our reality. And in judging a situation, you have judged thyself. You have taken a dagger and you have placed it in your own body, your own energetic body. You created it. How? Why? Why would you want to destroy it with judgment? When things come up into your life, ask yourself, why did I create this situation? Why did I create this? And where am I creating it from? Where am I creating the experience from. Because in coming into the knowledge of knowing where you created it from, you can find the seed thought of it. You can find the seed that has given forth the fruits. The fruits is the manifestation of the spirit. The manifestation of the experience itself. So you ask yourself, am I creating this experience from a tribal perspective, family roots and ties, stories, fables, superstition? Am I creating this from a space of sexuality? How I identify myself as a sexual being? Where am I creating this space, this experience from? You have to have this dialogue, internal dialogue with thyself. How else are you going to come into knowing thyself? You know thyself by having a relationship with thyself. You have a relationship by communicating with thyself. Yeah. That's it. That is what you do. You cultivate a relationship with thyself. Because everything, all the power lies within you. Every answer that you need for your situation lies within you. As you begin to move towards that level of truth, you will recognize that there's only a creative solution to all things. There are no problems. Problem is got to be a problem in my mind. Because nothing can work together for your good if you got a problem in your mind. It can't. You're going clockwise and then you're countering it. You're throwing it forth and then you're throwing it back. That's what you're doing. That is exactly what is being done. So I say, take heed and yield to the thing in which you be thinking about when it comes to person, place, thing, or idea, situations and circumstances and conditions. Think about it. Think about why you feel a certain way about it, about what is before you, what is externally presented before you. Have a conference with yourself, a dialogue with you. Sit down and talk to yourself sometimes. You'd be amazed at what you find out. Be amazed. And you'll be amazed at how much you have remembered. How much is experiences that you've had in life, how they just bubble up inside of you. And you're like, this happened way back in 1988. Why am I thinking about this now? Because the soul remembers. It's just combing through a purification. A purification. And, you know, what will become more purifying is how you respond to the memory of it. Because it's coming up for a particular reason. It's coming up for a particular reason. And that one reason is to elevate and expand your consciousness, to cultivate your spirituality. But there's only one condition, and that condition is choice. How will you choose to respond to that memory? Will you respond to the memory from a higher frequency, or will you respond from a lower frequency? Find yourself responding from a lower frequency. Keep combing through it. Keep going, combing through it. Just like collective beings who are being channeled through Esther Abraham. states, you know, go general. Go general. As soon as the memory come up, check your feeling. If it's anger, stay with it. And keep thinking about it. You know, just angry. Angry. Why I'm angry. This is why I'm angry. Blah, blah, blah. And you'll move up. You'll move up out of anger. You don't have to stay there. Because everything is a process. Even in the mind, as you journey through in your mind, it's a journey. It's a day. Let's get rid of it damn. It's a damn journey. I'm going to say that. You know, and you're going to, when you come up out of it, you're going to feel like you've been somewhere. You've been somewhere deep, deep, deep down inside that you could not have gone outside of yourself. You couldn't have had that experience outside of yourself. So, you know, the deeper that you come into recognizing your relationship with you, you'll be going on some journeys. You'll be going on some journeys. And all I can say is that, you know, enjoy the ride. It'll be over soon. Enjoy the ride. It'll be over soon. As you go through it, reduce the resistance of it. Be grateful that you have it, that it has come to you. Be thankful for the gift that it has presented to you. For the gift is a gift for your soul. For your soul. I had a dear friend of mine to once tell me, and it always amazes me how people know who you are before you know who you are. Or they know what you possess, what kind of potential you have before you know, but they can't tell you. They can't tell you. They can just give you little snippets, snapshots of what you have. But this dear friend of mine said to me, he said, "Do you know you have a gift?" I said, "Of course, I know I'm gifted in this and that and that." He said, "No, this gift has not even been unwrapped." Mm-hmm. This gift has not even been unwrapped. So there's so many gifts within us that have not yet been unwrapped and presented to the world. My challenge to you is that you ask yourself about your experiences. What type of gift? What is the gift in this? What is the gift in this experience? Because all experiences come from a spiritual perspective. You have to give something a way that you've held on to in the darkness. And in that exchange, you can begin to unwrap the gift which Spirit has given you. But until then, you will not unwrap a spiritual gift. You will not unwrap a spiritual gift. You will hold on to, and your darkness will be your guide. And that's all because you have made a choice. You have made a decision to allow the darkness of your life to guide you. But what is so great is the grace that comes in and can remove you from that space. But you have to make a choice to embrace that grace. You have to make that choice. So with that saying, that will be the end of the show. It was definitely a good show for me. I don't take any callers, and I'm not doing any chats. And I'll tell you one reason, my rhythm and reason for that decision is that anything that is spoken to me in regards to another person is personal. And it's just one of those things, you know, it's personal, and I don't think it needs to be broadcasted on the show. I just don't think it needs to be broadcasted on the show, which is why I always give my number, which is 347-559-4291. That number is always open for any question, any conversation that you want to have in regards to your spiritual cultivation. The bottom line, and if you want to message me on Facebook, I am, or send me an email, I am sankofa9@gmail.com. Please do so. Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. Perhaps next week I will definitely have my website up to, you know, to basically give a face to Sankofa Holistic Ministries and what we're all about within the Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries arena. I will have a face a website up, and you can leave messages there. You can leave messages there, but I believe in confidentiality, and I know how important it is. So especially to those who are wanting to be healed, wanting questions that will change or shift their perceptions so that they can move into the healing process, it is my preference that I protect the voices that come to me. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and leave the show. Like I said, it's been a great time for me, and I'm so grateful for my archive listeners and those who just stand by and listen. I'm very, very grateful. And before I leave, I am going to leave you with perhaps two songs. One by Brian Courtney Wilson, and You Bring the Sun Out by Kurt Franklin. Have a good week. I say stay focused, stay blessed, stay in the light, and keep it real. And remember that you are the creator of your realities. You are the creator of your realities. And you can always make a decision to create anew. I say to you, namaste, namaste, namaste.
You bring the sun out. You make my life grow.
But I'm happy again.
You bring the sun out.
What I wanna thank you cause.
You bring the sun out. You make my life grow. You bring the sun out.
You were there when I had nothing. You've been with me from beginning to end.
You bring the sun out.
No clouds in the sky, that's the reason why.
I know.
Question number one.
What can I do?
Question number two.
What can I say?
Try to let you know.
I appreciate all of you.
would have thought
I would be here?
A heart with no scars,
a face with no tears.
How can I thank you?
How can I show you wish I could get the whole world to know you?
If they only knew
you are the one that gives me the air to breathe.
And see, I can't deny.
Together, 'cause with the good times, there were a few bad days, but we held on to the promise, the promises we made on the first day. I still choose you to have hope until we're old,
to stay faithful to the sun
one day. Cause the challenges we faced seemed impossible, but we made it. Now through any season, you remain the reason I remember and still choose you. Two hands to hold until to say.